sheyesh loy bo shutfus, again, that the Jew and the goy own it together, this partnership here. Or kamashmon, the chiddush is, again, that Yisrael hu deloy, kamashmon like this, kamashmon, Yisrael hu deloy mevatlo v'kechovim, that the Jew cannot be mevatlet. Avol, oivet kechovim denav she mevatlo, but a goy could be mevatlo his hair. So according to this pshat, that's the emes, that if a Jew and a goy has a v'dizor v'shutfus, the guy could be mevatel his half, and if he's mevatel his half becomes mutter banor, even though the other half remains also. And he could demaskula. Some learned this chiddush of bevalis of Hillel, a brisa on a brisa, not now mishta but on a brisa. Sounds like this in a brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe Yomer, avoid this kechavim shay Yisrael, and avoid this zara that belongs to a Jew. Ain lo v'teilo lomis. There's no way to be mevatel to take away the yisra anor. Once it becomes osel banor, it remains osel yerlam. My alumnus, what does feather mean? Omer of Hillel Bred Ravalis, Lenisvachon, the Chiddush of this writer is, Elo, Sheyeshlo, Lavoros Kechovim, Bo Shutfis, then a case where the Jew and the guy owns it together, or Kamash Malon, so he means to say that it always remains osel. Why? Kamash Malon, the Yisrael Adaita de Nafshe Polach, that when the Jew worships the Avodah Zarah, even though he has Shutfis with the guy, not that Pshat is doing it al das the goy, that when the goy says yes, he does it, but no, he does it on his own free will, and he's oivid because he wants to. Therefore, even though the goy is mevatel his here for the Avodah Zarah, it means nothing, because the Jew still worships it. So what do we have to come on to? That the Jew himself is being mevatel, that's ein levatelo. A Jew cannot be mevatel in Avodah Zarah. So most Pshatim hold like this, that if you have a shutfus, a Jew and a goy together, there's no way bittel. The guy cannot be mevatel, and no idea, the Jew also cannot be mevatel. Because we say the Jew is worshipping on Zon Das, and therefore it's called like an Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, so ain't levatel lo'ilam. There's no way to get rid of the Yisuri Hanu. Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad mevatel, a guy that owns an Avodah Zarah, he worshipped this idol, now he decides to be mevatel. How does Bittul help? Mash, if the guy just speaks out and says or writes a letter, I'm giving up hope for this guy, and goodbye, Charlie, I don't want to see you no more, that doesn't help. Because he'll say he'll change his mind tomorrow. Today he got angry at him, he's saying goodbye to him. Tomorrow he'll come back and worship him. So just to say, I want to be mevatel, I'm not going to use you anymore, means nothing. You have to do an action to this idol to show you really mean business. So, ketzad mevatel, how are you mevatel? Kota roish ozni, you could cut off the tip of the ear. Roish chaitma, tip of the nose. Rosh Etzba, tip of the fingers. Pochsa, if you like, we'll soon say, give it a bang. You make an indention. Pochsa, you bang it in. Apple pishpachis, even though no pieces are missing. Bitla, that's called a bitl. If you make an indention, you make a shinui in the Avodah Zarah itself, that shows you really mean to give up hope with him. You're not going to worship him anymore. But what's going to be just rokbefaneh, the guy now spits in front of him. Hishtilfaneh, he urinates in front of him. Gorara, he drags the Avodah Zarah along the dirt. Zorak Pasatsoy, he throws excrement upon the Avodah Zarah. Harezu Ein Nebetela, it is not called a bittel. Rashi explains, because we'll say, today he got angry at him, but tomorrow he'll feel bad and he'll use him again. So as long as he didn't do an actual damage to the Avodah Zarah itself, he only did these actions, they mean nothing. What's going to be Mokhro, Oymashkino? Let's say a guy sells his idol, or else he gives away from Ashkin, he borrows money from somebody, and he gives his idol from Ashkin. So Rebbe Yoyim Bittul, Rebbe says, yes, that's called the Bittul. Now, Avodah Zarah, if you worship the Avodah Zarah, you don't sell it. You don't give it from Ashkin. If you sell it, it shows you're finished with him. So Chal Maimrim, Loi Bittul, no, that's not considered a Bittul, so what? You sold Musa, so see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is. To who do you sell it? Do you sell it to a Jew or do you sell it to a guy? First thing more says, Kiloi chisra b'may bitlo. You're telling me now it says pochso, meaning you gave it a bang like you punched the nose in, but you didn't break anything off. Everything is there. If it's still b'may bitlo, what's the bitlo? How do we see that you don't want to worship anymore? So Amarev Zero, she pochso b'foneho. It means you punched the nose in. You gave it a punch in the nose, and the nose now is sunk in. Even though the nose didn't come off, but it looks terrible. So you'd only do that to him if you give up no more. But if you plan to worship at all, you couldn't do this. Therefore, it's considered like you broke off the nose. If you punched the nose in, that's considered like you broke it off. Rokat b'faneh, v'ishtim b'faneh. We know immediately, how do we know this? That it's not called a bittul. We'll say they'll still come back to him again. On Machiskid Yom Kippur, there's a apostle of this. Zezn Shayom. Voyok Yirav is Kafseis. They become hungry and angry. They kill them alkoi. Elvolokoi. That they'll curse their own avoid his oris. Uponel Amala. And will come to do tshuva. They'll come to look up to Hashem. Uksibasra, right after it says, the El Eretz Yavit. They'll still look down again to the earth, meaning to back to the avoid his oris. Even though first they cursed him, and they left him, and they came back to Hashem, but still, the next day, when they calmed down, it says they came back again, El Eretz Yabit looked back to Avodah Zarah again. Vinei Tzara V'chashecha. That means, V'yafa gav v'kil of Malka v'elihov, even though these, say, first cursed their own Avodah Zarahs, upona l'malo, and they did tshuva, they started to look to Hashem, but still, El Eretz Yabit, later the next day, they calmed down, and they went back to the Avodah Zarah. You see, there's such a thing that you could become angry at the Avodah Zarah. Today you'll curse him, you'll spit at him, you'll urinate in front of him, but maybe tomorrow you'll calm down. Therefore, if a guy does these actions, it's not called the bittul, he gave up hope. He's only angry now. Now, Mishnah says, Mochro oy mashkino rebi yem bittul. Because the machlekes in the Mishnah, if a guy takes his Avodah Zarah and he sells it to somebody, the Rebbe says that's called the bittul. The Chum say no. So Ziri Omer Reb Yechanon, Reb Yirmiyah Baraba Omer Rav. They said both say a shita. The what? Chad Omer one says like this. Machloikes b'tzaruf avdik chovim. The Mishnah the Machloikes says you sell it to a tzaruf. That means somebody that melts down metal, that plays around with the metal. So must probably hear it was a metal avoid the zara, was a masecha. So they had a metal avoid the zara. So the Jews sold it. So one says the machlokes the mishnah is when you sell it to another guy, that's the machlokes. Then the chum say it's loy bittul. Avo bitzaraf Yisrael. But let's say this guy sells his metal avodah zarah to a Jew, to a Jewish blacksmith. Then the rihako bittul. Everybody agrees it's called the bittul. But the guy knows by selling it to a Jew, goodbye Charlie. He's not going to use it anymore. He's going to melt it down and make something new out of it. That's called the bittul. But the chadam, the other one said no. The Chadama b'tzorif Yisrael machlokes. Even by tzorif Yisrael, still the Chacham say loy bittul. He does not mean to be battle as avodah zarah. Yeah, that's what one says. Samara has a shaila. We'll soon see what the svaras are. But first of all, Iboilu have a question like this: b'tzorif Yisrael machlokes. You're saying that even though the guy sold it to a Jew, still there's a machlokes. The Chacham still say loy bittul. He does not mean to be vatal the avodah zarah. He's selling it to a Jew, and he thinks most probably the Jew will sell it back to another guy, so they'll still worship it. He's not being vatal. But what's going to be let's say this guy sells it to another guy, a blacksmith. So what do you tell me then? This svar is that diri hakol bittul. Does everybody agree then that there's no bittul? That even Rebbe would hold then, that since the guy is selling it to another guy, there's no bittul. He thinks, listen, I worshipped it until now, I'm selling it to another guy, he'll worship it also. So there's no bittul at all. Maybe everybody agrees it's still also. Or Dylan, maybe no. According to this man, the Yoma, vein bezeh, or vein bezeh machlokes. Maybe the machlokes is both cases. Whether the guy sells it to another guy, or whether he sells it to another Jew, it's the same thing. Rebbe says in both cases there's a bittul. You don't do this to your own avodah zarah. If you're selling it, it's a proof. You don't mean to worship it anymore. Goodbye. And Chum say no. Even though you sell it, no matter who, that's not a bittul. You sell it to somebody, maybe they'll worship it. Except the Shiloh. Someone says on this question, Toshima coming here. The Yama Rebbe said like this. The Yama Rebbe, Nirin Devorai, I like my words that I say, it's bittul, kishemachra lechavola. Where you sold this avodah zarah to be destroyed, lachavola pashamin, you sold it to another Jew, that's going to destroy it. Or ledivrei chavera, I like what the Chum said, shemachro liyavda. That means if you sell it to somebody, that's still going to worship it. Then it makes sense that it should not be bought. But Mashma Rebbe himself holds in both places that it's bittul. Just Rebbe says, I like what the Chum said, but mokim you sell it to an oivda. So, Maile chavola, maile yovda. What did Rebbe mean to say when you sell it for destruction or you sell it to somebody to worship it? You learn if you want to tell me lechavola, chavola mamish, that you're selling it to somebody that tells you, when I get this image here, when I get this pestle, I'm going to melt it down. And loivda means liyavda mamish, as somebody says clearly, I want to buy it off, you don't want to worship it. If so, so how could it be a machlokes then? If that's the case, my time of demand the yama bitul, how could you tell me it's considered a bitul here if the guy that's buying it says clearly, I'm buying it because I want to use it now? If one guy sells it to another person, and that person says clearly, I'm going to worship it now, how could Rabbi say there's bitul? There's no bitul. We see clearly you want to use it still. And on my time of the mandiyama, le bitul. But if it means lechavola mamish, that the person says, I'm buying it, I'm enough to melt it down to destroy it, how could anybody say it's not a bitul? We see clearly he's going to be mivatlit. Elo, rather, what Rabbi meant to say like this, elo lav, lechavola means lemi shosa lechavola, means he sold it to a Jew, that most probably he'll go and destroy it. We don't know for sure, but most probably he'll destroy it. Oh man, who's this? Saraf Yisrael, to a Jewish blacksmith. L'yoivdo, what did Rebbe mean to say? Somebody that will worship it. He just meant to say to somebody, l'mi shosid l'yoivdo, that this person may still worship it. Oh man, who is that? Saraf Yisrael, that he sold it to a Goyish blacksmith. So Rebbe says like this, that when the guy sells it to another guy, then I like the Chum's words, that then it's a svara, it should not be bittul. But I myself, Rebbe had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, that even when he sold it to a guy, it is bittul. But when he sells it to another Jew, to a Jew, then I hear my svara, it should be bittul. So Shvamin, we have a proof from here, that bein bezeh machlekes, that since that they argue in both cases, Rebbe says in both cases it's bittul. Whether you sell it to another guy or to a Jew, it's bittul. The Chum say, loy bitul, whether you sell it to a Jew or you sell it to a guy. In both cases, they argue. You see, clearly, the machlokes is both cases. Rebbe only says, even though I was makabel for my Rebbe, that whenever the guy sells it, it's always a bitul. The Rebbe says, of me myself, I would really, my own sphere would understand the way the Chum say, that if you sell it to another guy, I would hear it's loy bitul. But you see, the machlokes is both places. Smur says, loy, maybe that's not the chat. This is what Rebbe meant to say. Oh my Rebbe, near in the Varai, I hear my words, lechaveroi. That means, even according to my chaverim. Kishemachu lechavola. That means, when you sell it to a Jew, Omani Tzorof Yisrael. What does that mean to say? Rebbe meant to say, Shaf chaveroi lenechaku olai. Rebbe meant to say like this, that when the guy sells it to another Jew, even the chomim do not argue. Everybody agrees that's called a bittul. Ella, where's the machlokes? When you sell it to somebody that works, that's a guy that may use it. But if you sell it to another Jew, then everybody agrees that it's bittul. So it could be there's no machlokes. There's no proof. Could be if you sell it to a Jew, maybe that's where the machlokes is. But if you sell it to a guy, it could be there's no machlokes. Meisra, I have a question like this. Says Alokom, Halakeyach Gru Toys, Minoyvdikachavim. A Jew that comes to buy some strap metal from a guy, broken pieces of metal. Grutoyas are broken pieces. A Jew comes and says, give me a ton of broken metal. So the guy gives him a whole ton load of scraps of metal. Now when the Jew takes it home, the Jew now found amongst the metal a metal image. He found an Avodah Zarah there. So he doesn't want it. He wants to return it. The question is, was the Jew kind of it already? That's called an Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael. That's also about no. Or maybe no. The Jew could return it, and it's not called his yet. So it depends. Imachlo nosin moyes. If the Jew did not pay money for it yet, so Moshach, even though he made a kinyan mishiach already, Yach, so he has the right to return it. Because he for sure did not have das to be kind of the Avodah Zarah. Even though he made the mishiach, he only meant to be kind of the piece of the metal, not the image, the Avodah Zarah that's there. But if Mishenosan Moyes, if the Jew already paid money for it, then Moshach, once he did two things, he gave money and he pushed it, he drew it towards himself, he made a kinyan mashicha, then Yerlach Liyam HaMelech. He has to throw it away, it's also banor. So what's happening here? That the guy is selling his Avodah Zarah, and he's selling it to a Jew, and still we say, once the Jew is kind of it, it's also banor. The question is why? Then machlokes is even in the case where the guy sells it to a Jew and still the chum say loy bitlov is so homani rabbonani. This brass of go according to the rabbonan that even though this guy is selling his avodah zara to a Jew, Still we say it's also bano if the Jew is really kind of it. Eli, you're going to tell me, they only argue if the guy sells it to another guy. That's where the Chum say, Leibitum. Avot Tziruf Yisrael, but in a case where the guy sells it to a Jew, Givrihako Bittel, then everybody agrees it's considered a Bittel. If the guy sells it to another Jew, like he knows the Jew's not going to worship it, that's like giving up the Avodah Zarah. If so, Hamani, who does this price go like? Can't go like anybody. Gemara says, yes, I'll tell you here it's different. Shani Hasmir is much different. The Adaita, the Grutoy is Zavin. It could be that even when a guy sells it normally to a Jew, maybe it is called a Bittel. It could be. Because if he sells it to a Jew, maybe it means to be Mevatlit. But over here, what is the guy selling? The guy himself doesn't realize what he's doing. The guy himself thinks he's only selling a truckload of metal. That's all. He doesn't even realize he's selling the Avodah Zarah. So Mele here, it's no Bittel. When the guy knows that he's selling the Avodah Zarah, if he sells it and gets rid of it, that's a Bittel. He doesn't plan to use it anymore. But over here, Shani Yosem, the Adaita de Grutoy is Dovin. The guy only sold the straps of metal. Adaita the Avodah Kechovim loy Zovin. The guy did not even realize the Avodah Zarah was there. So here everybody would agree it's not called a Bittel. Therefore, if the Jew has a kinyan in the Avodah Zarah, it becomes also Banor, he can't be Mevatel. Turn around, but like this. Lovo Aleh, let's say a guy has an Avodah Zarah and he went to borrow money from somebody, and the guy said, I'll only give it to you if you give me your Avodah Zarah. So he gave it from Ashkin, Lovo Aleh, Oy Shenoft Aleh Mapoilus. But let's say a pile of stones fell over the Avodah Zarah and he didn't do anything about it, he just left it there. The question is this called a Bittel or not? Oy She Gonvu Alistim, or else robbers came at night and stole his Avodah Zarah. Or Shinichua Bailim Vochu Medina Sayyam. Or else the owner took a trip to Medina Sayyam, so he went away for a year, and he didn't take his Avodah Zarah, left it back home. So what does he mean in these cases? Does he mean to be Mevatlit or not? Vochu Medina Sayyam, so the halacha is like this. Imasi the Lachzer, if the guy has intentions of coming back, let it